Now with an hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's October 13th. Thank goodness it's not a Friday. 2015, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours and around 5 minutes or so. Vodafone, yeah, remember 3 years ago they used to have that broadband thing going, and then they kind of said, I guess we're not going to do that. Well, I guess they woke up this morning and thought, I guess we're going to do that again. Yes, after starting their little trial period in the summer, they've decided to branch out everywhere now. Well, that is where their infrastructure is actually licensed and owned. Yeah, starting today, Vodafone says they are available to everyone, that is, that has Vodafone Connect available in your area. You can start out with 17 megabits per second, that's on ADSL, for $10 a month. Up to 38 megabits on fiber for twice that amount. And if you're needing some speed, 76 megabytes a month can be yours for £25 a month.
And not too bad.
Ha ha ha, though it doesn't sound pretty good until you tell you this. Hey, you gotta add £17 on top of that. Why? Because you gotta have a phone line. But Vodafone says you can get a 20% discount if you pay the whole year up front. Hey, so it's basically up to you. Remember 3 years ago they decided to say bye-bye and now here they are again? I don't know if I trust a company as such, but hey, I guess everything is worth a try. Oh, the big old PC computer giant that we hear so much of, Dell. And we don't hear too much of him, do we? I don't know if I've ever even said Dell on this show till today. Well, anyways, Dell has some news today because they've spent $67 billion. Wow, who knew Dell still had that much money? On the big old behemoth EMC. Yeah, that's the world's largest privately controlled integrated technology company of data storage. Now, the confirmation coming out yesterday actually led up to a whole bunch of rumors that we've been hearing about for the past few days. And now, finally, it looks like all shareholders are happy and blah, 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 so the deal can push forward. Speaking of shareholders and EMC, they'll receive about $24.05 per share. So, in effect, this deal is actually going to pull together a collective resources of computers, storage, servers, virtualization, and create a big giant, well, I don't know, maybe we'll just call it Skynet. Traveling all the way down to our mates down there in Australia. Don't even ask me to do an Australian accent. It ain't gonna happen. I'm sure there's a lot of you blokes down there know. Uber's pretty popular down there. In actual fact, Uber has actually tooted their horn saying they've given over 1 million rides already. But there's a competitor that's actually sparked some local lawmakers to push back against more similar apps coming into the country. In a draft ruling from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, they said it expects it will block taxi booking company CabCharge from introducing an app that would basically rival Uber. The app is actually called iHail, and it was actually going to be launching in Australia soon, but lawmakers say, hang on a second. In a statement from the Consumer Commission Department, they said it was concerned iHail would achieve potentially dominant position due to the large fleet of taxis its ownership structure already delivers. An interesting thing about this, though, is the ruling doesn't actually target Uber and isn't likely to affect the company's existing operations in Australia, just competition to the app and the taxi industry. Oh, really? Doesn't sound like Uber's playing very fair down there in Australia. I guess for all you Uber riders down there in Australia, if you start noticing your fares are a little bit more expensive than they were, that money's actually probably going to, I don't know, their version of lobbyists or something down there. Come on, say it with me together. Monopoly. And finally, remember back in the 80s when Pepsi was the choice of the new generation? Well, maybe they're going to have to come up with a new one. Maybe for the tech generation. Why? Pepsi thinks they need to make a freaking smartphone. Don't ask me why. Yes, according to Reuters, it plans to launch a line of phones and accessories starting in China over the next few months. The phone is actually called P1, and they're expecting this thing to launch at the end of October. The price on the thing is actually quite cheap, too. $205 for your Pepsi phone that will actually be running Android 5.1. Other specs we're seeing that have leaked from the Chinese version of the FCC, I can't even pronounce the other one, is a 5.5-inch screen 1080p display, not bad, 2 gigabytes of RAM, a 13-megapixel rear camera, and a 5-megapixel front-facing camera. However, though, Pepsi says that they have no intention of getting into the mobile phone manufacturing game, no. Nah, they're fine just sticking their logo on some cheap Chinese-made Android phone. As of right now, the phone will only be available in China, but I'm sure you can head to eBay if you're really one of those Pepsi collectors out there. No word yet if the box has a pull tab at the top and fizzes when you open it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website is the destination for all the great BTN shows. Check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Tomorrow is Hump Day. I'm looking forward to it, you know, because we're just kind of getting halfway through the week. And we'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.